This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are on 107.7 WTPL-FM. And we are also streaming live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And it is a gorgeous Monday out there today. I mean, isn't it great? And Mike is back today. Sort of.
Well, yeah. First of all, I apologize for not being here for 3 days last week. And thanks, because you pretty much had to carry a little bit more load. But and maybe you explained it to the folks on the air.
I did. Every day. I did, because I'm sure they were all wondering where you were, so I made sure that they knew.
Yeah, it's really weird. If you're just tuning in or you don't remember what Carol said, I had a really bad cold last week that actually caused both my eardrums to rupture. And I know that's even just kind of squeamish to talk about. It's not horribly painful. It's like having an earache, but then it doesn't get better. And I can't hear a thing. Now, the only reason I can hear anything to talk with you right now is I have headphones on, which means I can really jack up the volume and hear. I have the headphones so high that if my hearing were normal, I my ears would be bleeding. It's that loud. But
and trust me, listeners, he really cannot hear.
No, I mean, it was very awkward when I, you know, you can not hear people in normal conversation. I'm avoiding all social situations. You know, if anybody wants to talk to me, you must speak into one of my ears like I'm 120 years old. And I'm just thinking, if anybody would have walked by this showcase studio
And watch us the last 10 minutes.
It's right. We're either writing notes or Carol's talking right into my ear. However, with headphones, I can actually hear. And it's sort of a relief because I've not heard much of anything for 4 or 5 days. Ah. I'm doing the antibiotics, and I haven't seen an ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor yet. That's probably going to be next, because with ruptured eardrums, you don't know how long it's going to take before you get your hearing back.
Right.
It does usually come back. It's usually not a really horrible thing, but you can also have permanent nerve damage and hearing issues. So I'm really, concerned about that, as anybody
of
would
course.
Be. So it does give me a greater appreciation for those who do have to go through life without being able to hear. And I'm not pretending for a minute that my life has been a hardship or that it is now. But you just don't realize how much you use your hearing. I mean, I can't, because of the type of blockage, I can't hear high-frequency sounds. So when the microwave beeps to tell me something's done, I don't even hear it.
When
Barb tries to talk to me and I don't respond, she's used to that, of course, but
selective hearing, but now there's no selective hearing.
Exactly. So the good news is I think I'll be able to power through today. Now, don't worry, I'm not looking for sympathy, but I just want to explain where I've been, and because typically I'd never miss anything. Now, the bad thing is, again, that when I'm in public, I can't speak, so I had two fundraisers that I couldn't do last week that were moneymakers, and two more this week that I've already, said I can't do this, because you have to respond to the audience when you're doing auctions and hear things.
Right.
So it's an inconvenience, and it will be better. And again, thanks for doing double duty last week.
It wasn't a big deal. June filled in, and Tracy filled in, and Ken filled in.
Oh, good.
So I had one of each on each day, and it worked out very well.
Based on the first few moments, and assuming it doesn't get worse, and I don't think it will, because I've been a good boy taking my meds, I should be okay to keep coming in.
There we go.
So anyway, thank you for asking.
Yeah. And speaking of your engagement, you were supposed to be at Friday night. I was there.
You were there.
I was there at the High Hopes Foundation at the Manchester Country Club.
I didn't know you were coming until I saw a picture of you and Daryl. I said, oh.
Yes. My son got his wish through High Hopes.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesse got his wish through them. So I do some stuff with them. And it was a great time. It was very, very fun. And we went with another couple, Andrea and Jeff, and we really got into that murder mystery thing. Which was really cool how they set it up. And it made you want to go and spend money to get the clue, to play the game.
Okay.
You played different games. They had them all throughout the room, and it was very fun. And yes, Carol also bid on quite a few silent auctions that I won.
Yes.
Daryl went up with the credit card after and he went, what the heck did you buy?
Yes, that's pretty common when Barbara and I attend these things because I do a lot of them. And if she comes, I know that the credit card is going to get a workout. But that's okay because it's a good cause. And typically, you can actually get a few dollars off.
Yes. Well, the things that I got were really nice things for the money that I bid on them. So, you know, I think it was great.
You know, I wish I'd have thought, because I would have asked you if there would have been a miracle ear on the silent auction, which of course is something ironic.
I would have
about.
Thought of you because I would have taken a picture and said, Mike, I'm bidding on this for you.
But see how the irony here, silent auction, miracle ear. Bad, I know.
Very bad.
I'm sorry. I've been storing all this up for 5 days.
Oh, boy.
You're the recipient of it all today, Carol.
Yeah, I guess I am. Well, me and the listeners.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Today's food holiday. Actually, I'm going to read you the quote, and then you can tell me what the food holiday is.
Oh, okay.
Food quote by George Morier. Do you know him?
Do not.
1834 to 1896. An apple is an excellent thing until you have tried a peach.
Oh, geez. I wonder.
So it's Peach Cobbler Day
today. You know what? What I hate about living up here is that you've only got about 2 weeks to get decent in-season peaches in August, and that's it.
It's true.
You go into the store. I will not buy one of those peaches. They're always hard.
They're terrible.
They're dry.
I agree.
But I'll tell you what. I don't live too far from Max in Londonderry, and when they put the sign up that says peaches are in,
yum.
You know, I'm there with my big brown sacks, filling them up.
Yep. And it's so good when you eat a nice, good, juicy peach.
It
drips down your face.
It has to drip down your face.
It has to for it to be good.
Otherwise, I want my money back.
Yep, I agree.
Visiting in Florida, too, there's more of the year that you can actually get in-season, soft, juicy peaches.
Ah.
But they just don't make their way up here for the most part.
Yeah.
The local peaches are great, but, you know, for a couple weeks.
Right. It's true. And you know, there's nothing worse than... You know, when you do go to the grocery store, and you know, sometimes they look really good,
yes.
And you think they're going to be good, and then they're not. You take one bite, and you end up, ugh.
So, I know, because two weeks a year is not enough for peaches, but I know what you're saying. You're just jonesing for that juicy peach,
yes.
And the juice never comes.
That's true. And let's just remind people about the Taste of the Nation that's going on Wednesday. Wednesday, it's going to be held at the Radisson, and it's from 6 to 9 or 5 to 9, depending on if you have VIP tickets or not. And I believe tickets are still available. You can go to nokidhungry.org and get some tickets and come to Taste of the Nation. It's like the big food event of the year. I'm going.
It is. I don't know if you've been to it in the past.
I have.
And you know that, first of all, you'll see all your friends there.
Yep.
You get to sample all this great food and make a difference in helping some young kid or children perhaps get a meal they might not otherwise have. So Taste of the Nation, highly recommended.
Yes, very fun. And I'm just going to bid on Martha May Fink's whoopie pies.
Oh, well, I have a little inside on what the bidding is up to already.
Are you kidding? Well, the mayor was here. You missed the mayor last week.
I know,
and
I
he
did.
Was very upset that he missed you.
I understand.
But we were kind of talking about that. But where is it up to so far?
Well, I got a note from Martha May Fink, who joined us last week, from Martha Made It, who she's a big advocate for, you know, fighting hunger. And her basket of whoopies, I think it's Baker's Dozen at 13,
yes.
Is up to $250. So, Daryl, here it comes again.
Yeah, but Rocco, you know, I can't bid on that. I'm teasing when I say that.
But then you can share with your friends.
Well, I definitely have to share. My goodness. I had one of them.
Weren't they good and
it's
smooth?
It's crazy how good they are. It really is. I don't know what the heck she does to them. I really don't.
Well, you made me take the rest of them home.
I did.
And we enjoyed them on Easter Sunday as our main dessert.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
Delicious. Very, very good. All right. I think we're going to go on a short break. And you are listening to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 FM. And when we come back, it's Healthy Monday. And Rocco Boulay is in the house from Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And Mike is back in the studio. We are on 107.7 FM or WTPLFM.com, powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion, as they just said. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike and like us. And we have some active trivia questions going on there that you're able to win some pretty good prizes. So, yes.
Let's also thank our sponsors, Express Jewelry Center on South Main in Concord, ExpressJewelryNH.com, Precision Repairs and Sales, and Integrity Health Coaching and Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company. And speaking of that, in the studio with us today is Rocco Boulay. I've come to look forward to his segment because there are things to be learned, inspirations to be had, and good to see you, Rocco. Welcome.
Well, Mike, I'm glad that you're getting back on the right side of things today on a Monday, on a healthy Monday, that is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's been a challenge going through life without hearing for 4 or 5 days. I can hear now with headphones on, and I can hear you loud and clear, so it's all good.
That's great, Carol. How are you today?
I'm great. When Mike just said he's excited about Mondays, I'm actually really excited about Mondays too now. I actually kind of enjoy seeing you, Rocco.
Wow, look at that, Mike.
But that's
I'm making a great impression around here. Am I going to get a raise for the show too?
Maybe. Who knows?
You're going to get me a taller stool to sit on.
We'll just have to get up sponsors.
And spin it.
Thank you.
You spin it, it's going to go.
Okay. I'll remember that next time.
From what I've observed, it almost seems like the people that come to you are almost like your kids, that at some point they always want to share some good news with you or some progress they've made or they're feeling better or they've lost 5 pounds or whatever. This is kind of what I'm seeing, and it must be very gratifying for somebody that does what you do.
It's the best job in the world. It's funny because last week I mentioned that we're starting to I'm actually going to take my weekends and start playing music again. And the theme of our whole show is to have people party healthy. So we're going to
party.
Isn't that an oxymoron?
I love that.
I can't take credit for that.
Jillian?
The lead singer, Ron DeCost, who is right now, 24 years ago when we got together, he had a little bit of a weight problem. Sorry, Ronnie, but he did a little bit. He asked me, how do I lose weight and so on and so forth. And he got in really good shape. So when we were playing in the band, he was, slim, healthy, very active. And of course, 24 years later, he went back into the regular that everybody else gets caught up in. Mm-hmm. And we got back together again, and I am going to try to inspire him to get healthy, as healthy as he can. And we're going to promote that as we do these little shows and teach people how to take care of themselves, to make better decisions, how to care about each other. And I think it's a good message.
And, party healthy, I think but going out healthy. That's maybe what we can maybe name it, which sounds a little less, I don't know, sounds a little better, going out healthy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But I think that's a great topic. It really is. Because, a lot of times I prefer to just avoid going out. But then, the more you avoid going out, then when you do go out, it's going to go bad. Now,
Carol, you can't avoid going out. Come on.
I know. We go out all the time.
You're the celebrity. You have to be everywhere all the time, and you can't.
I enjoy it, and I love posting, and it's just fun. And
But
and
you can't.
It's
you
all
can't
in
be
moderation.
Partying. You can't be partying the way that we used to when we were younger, and do that. You'll never survive. We're going to very short of attaining our goals.
That's right.
So.
It's totally different. My going out right now versus before Integrity. Mm-hmm. It really is, and it's great. Feels good. Feels really good.
Yeah, so the topic of the discussion this morning on Think Healthy is called Is Your Gut Telling You Something? And the reason for that is a few things. One of the things is that over the last 8 or 9 months, me being the healthy person that I am, had always been suffering from something that I couldn't put my finger on. About, I would say, October of last year, I was down in Orlando. I was doing a trade show, and my stomach started bothering me. I started getting acid reflux problems and all kinds of things that were really making me feel not good. So, of course, I went and did all my labs, and everything in my labs always looked great, except there was a slight bit of inflammation. I know we talked about in a couple of shows ago what was called C-reactive protein, which were inflammatory markers in homocysteine levels, things like that. And mine was up higher than it's normal. It was still in the healthy range, but something was causing an inflammation in my body. And I checked this, I ran so many different tests, and everything came out good, but I still had this slightly elevated white blood cell level count. Finally, a couple of weeks ago, I just got fed up. One of the reasons I got fed up is because I was having so much problems with phlegm that when I was trying to sing, it was causing me not be able to sing all the notes that I used to be able to sing, before.
Acid reflux, right?
Well, yeah, because it was something that was going on. Mm-hmm. But what I ended up finding out is that after I did this complete GI panel, I'm looking down at every different thing from yeast infections to different types of parasites.
Do men get yeast infections?
Oh, yes, we do.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So finally at the bottom, I look and it says H. pylori through the roof. Now, H. pylori is a bacteria that's usually associated with peptic ulcers. And my stomach was burning. I was having problems with that. I started taking Zantac to try to eliminate some of the pain. But I'm thinking to myself, well, what's causing this problem? Because I've always been a healthy person. Well, H. pylori is just a bacteria that's contagious. And somewhere along the line, I just caught this bacteria. And this bacteria, the way it's shaped on a molecular level, it looks like a corkscrew. And what it does is it drills itself into your mucus layer of your stomach, and that's causing an infection in there, but your immune system can't get at it. So lo and behold, I got it back, and then I put myself together a nice little natural treatment to kill it. Well, the first day that I gave myself the treatment, which was mastic gum, which is a supplement, coconut oil, and believe it or not, Pepto-Bismol, the next morning I woke up and my stomach was terrible. And I had to go to I couldn't leave anywhere that was close to a bathroom. Don't want to get too graphic about that, but
thank you.
But the reality is like all morning I stayed close by in my office, and then by 3 o'clock that afternoon, my energy level picked up greater than it's been in over a year. I mean, I was so excited by it because I'm like, I finally found out what this little bug was that was inside me that was doing to me, and narrowed it down, focused on it, bang, and now I'm treating it. So it takes about 3 weeks to totally get rid of it, but since I've been doing this treatment, I feel so much better.
Oh, good.
And it's not anything that you do that's healthy or unhealthy that makes this happen. It was just a contagious bacteria. So with that said, I mean, there are certain things you can do to make your gut healthy, and most people today have some sort of, you know, inflammation or some types of problems in their digestive system, from, you know, acid reflux to peptic ulcers, gallstones, lactose intolerance, which basically is your inability to digest, you know, dairy products. We lack an enzyme called lactase, inflammatory bowel
disease.
That's
really popular, lactose intolerance.
Well, for a lot of people.
So many people. But doesn't it seem like it's more of, well, you hear about it a lot more lately, it seems like. All of a sudden, I mean, everybody seems to be lactose intolerant. They're either lactose intolerant or gluten-free. That's what I hear.
Yeah, well,
that's
celiac.
That was my first thought when you started telling me this. I said, oh, my God, don't tell me you've got, you know, celiac disease.
I don't. They test for these things called gliadins.
Yeah.
And I tested negative. So I don't have an issue with celiac. I do have other family siblings that do have that issue. But I don't have a problem with gluten, which is basically a sticky protein that comes from grains, and some people can't digest that, just like they can't digest the lactose in milks or dairy products.
But there are, for instance, I didn't realize this. We had some cheese for Easter because Barb has a daughter who is lactose intolerant, and there are some cheeses that Cabot makes, you know, even though they're dairy products, that are lactose free. Which,
wow.
I was shocked. And
it good?
Yeah, well, you'd never know it was, you know, it was that. And it made me wonder how many other cheeses are. So, you know, check the package because it says, you know, lactose free on the package. And why not trumpet that? Because people love cheese. I had no idea, though, that it seemed like how could cheese be?
That doesn't seem possible to me either.
But I know Cabot does, and there's probably some other brands, maybe Rocco, that you know or you've heard of that would also qualify for that.
Yeah, you just have to look at the grocery store. There's a lot of, even milks that are out there that you can purchase that have the enzyme already.
Lactate or some of the other.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Not cheap, but, you know, got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, because the interesting thing really is that most people don't understand that your immune system resides in your gut. And if you don't have a healthy gut, then you're typically not going to have a healthy immune system, and therefore you're going to be susceptible to maybe even what you went through this weekend.
Right. I'm kind of very aware of that this week because I do have to take antibiotics on a couple different levels, and I'm loading up on yogurt, you know, for the probiotic aspect of it to at least keep some balance there. I haven't really noticed any. I must be doing something right because that part of my constitution is pretty much as it usually is. So, but I know I really have to keep an eye on that. I don't know if you could recommend anything beyond what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, probiotics that are found in yogurts like Bifidus or Acidophilus or Saccharomyces or any one of those types of probiotics that help with what's called your healthy gut flora get damaged through taking an antibiotic regimen. Of course, they kill the good and the bad bacteria. So you have to be proactive after the antibiotic stint so that
so
you
keep it going, huh?
Replace it. And typically you can go to a health food store or even at Integrity. We carry those in the refrigerator, and they're basically you can get anywhere between 10 billion to 50 billion types of these healthy bacteria that you can replace in your gut. And 30 days worth of that after a antibiotic regimen definitely helps your immune system get back into good working.
Because you know what? I would tend to say, okay, done with the antibiotics, you know, if I don't feel like eating yogurt, but it sounds like I need to follow up, and that's good
advice.
Keep
doing it, yeah.
And the other interesting thing is, and we talk about food all the time. I'm always kind of the devil's advocate that comes in every Monday talking about all the foods that
I have good food to talk about.
Yes, but here's the thing with, especially with meats, we're talking about like pork and chicken and turkey and beef, is that many agricultural farmers actually inject these animals with either steroids to make them bigger and or antibiotics. Now we're getting the antibiotics through eating these foods again, and those antibiotics inside the foods or meats that we're eating are also killing off the gut flora.
Good point.
And then essentially we're having issues with autoimmune diseases and all these other things that we're dealing with because we're taking in second, third generation antibiotics through the foods that we're eating.
What you're saying is then it's very important then when you are buying your meats to buy them with no antibiotics and no...
Very important to become educated to when you're in this grocery store looking at what you're going to consume, that's going to give you the biggest bang for your buck as far as your health is concerned, because in the long run, you're going to save a ton of money.
Exactly.
And pain and suffering you won't have to go through.
And so there could be people with GI issues that they can't put their finger on it. Of course, you were able to do the research in your case, but it could be the extra influx of those substances that are irritating the live and the good flora in their intestines.
Yeah, I would say to anybody that feels like their stomach does not have a good feeling to it, it's not comfortable, then there's probably an issue there, and you should have figure out a way to check it out, either by changing your foods, putting in probiotics, or maybe even seeing your local practitioner and doing a GI panel so that you can see if there's anything going on that's wrong in there and fix it.
So forgive my ignorance. I know that I can get my probiotics from my my cup of yogurt, but I'm sure there must be tablets or pills that have
capsules
you need for every day, right?
And yogurt just can't contain enough of those.
Right.
Those good flora.
Unless you
eat
probably 5 cups or something.
Yes, and then you're going to get all the calories from that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, good to know.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, well, you know what? We need to go on a little break, and we are in studio with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. And you know, Rocco, I just want to, you know, let the listeners know, too, you have 2 locations, 1 in Bedford, 1 in Londonderry. And when you said, you have like a store there, you know, I mean, refrigerated section as well. And there, he has tons of stuff there.
Yeah, we're a coaching center. If you come in with a particular condition that's related to poor health, our coaches are trained to be able to augment whatever you're doing with your doctor to try to bring you back to health, good health again. And again, we do a lot of these panels ourselves. So we send out lots of these GI panels. We can check for female hormones and male hormone rebalancing, thyroid testing, a lot of gut health stuff. So we have that stuff, and we can do that, send it out, and then basically either send it back to their practitioner, or sometimes our doctors will give us an action plan to help them get themselves straightened
out. There you go. So. See, that's important to know. All right, you're listening to Food for Thought. We're going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester, and it is Healthy Monday. And you know, I just want to also welcome J-Dog is our producer today in the behind the scenes. So hi, J-Dog, how are you doing? Oh, he must have maybe went on a little break.
He's not taking
something.
A smoke break.
No, J-Dog definitely does not.
Do not smoke.
A smoke break on a healthy Monday. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay, he's taking a probiotics break. Well, anyway, the Red Sox, we should mention, are on for their home opener at Fenway Park. You'll hear it right here on The Pulse. I believe the first pitch is 3:05. A lot of the pregame stuff starts much earlier than that, so keep it right here at 107.7. Food for Thought becomes the Red Sox a little later on this afternoon.
Yes.
Very exciting. It's probably one of the most beautiful days for a home opener they've had.
It is.
70 degrees, sunny, not a cloud in the sky.
Rumor that Tom Brady is going to throw the first pitch.
Oh.
How? That's even more exciting. Oh.
It's a rumor. That's the beat. Wow. That's the
J-Dog gets all the dirt, doesn't he?
Talking about it at the Fens.
Very cool. That's cool.
Wow.
Did you guys hear about the, there's a recall, a pretty big recall on hummus, Sabra hummus?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
They're saying
so. Update us. So what particular type?
Well, you know what it is. They're all these codes.
Oh.
There's a ton of codes, okay. and you know my son loves hummus. This actually isn't the kind that I am currently eating right now, but Tyler always has this kind in the fridge, and his codes are all free. They're all good. So.
Oh well, that's good.
Yeah, which is probably at that's at Market Basket over in Bedford. So Market Basket in Bedford. I think the codes are okay over there.
I love hummus, but you know, and I've never made homemade hummus. I don't think it's that tough to do. Just chickpeas and mix them up a little.
It isn't hard to do.
With olive oil, it is so much creamier that way. It seems a little more coarse when you get it out of the container like that. You know, when they're mass produced, but tell you, if you make your own, you will never go back.
See, you know, do you make your own hummus? Do you like hummus, Robert?
Oh, I do. I love it, but I don't make it.
No, it's, yeah, I don't.
It's just chickpeas smashed up with oils and garlic.
And garlic. I know. Basically. You know, I probably should try it, but I don't even have a food processor at home.
Oh, you don't?
I don't. Well, I have my Ninja. Is that the same thing?
Well, yeah, you could probably do it with a Ninja.
I need a new one, though. I do need to get a new one.
Yeah, or get an immersion blender, maybe. That might help you out.
Yeah, so.
I'm sure Daryl will show you how to use it.
Very funny,
I'm sorry.
Mike. Very funny. You know, he really is a good... Do you know what's so funny? Because at the beginning of our relationship, he was afraid to cook. He was afraid to. I'm like, you know, you tell me you cook. Your sister says you're a great cook.
You'd be intimidated to cook for a restaurant owner.
But why?
I mean, I would.
Yeah, that is intimidating.
Yeah,
for sure.
But he tasted my food. It doesn't even compare to his. Well, I mean, I am a good cook.
Sure
don't get
are.
Me wrong. I am. I'm okay. I'm not... Daryl is 100 times better than I am. He really is. He really is. Now, you know what I discovered this weekend? I discovered Pinterest. Do you guys, are guys.
Social
maybe,
media.
Do you do Pinterest?
Well, Lori does. I don't do it. But yeah, she does all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Look at these things I found. They're mason jar salads, like meals in mason jars. Isn't that the coolest thing? They're like salads. They're all different kinds. Quinoa salad in a mason jar. Chickpea salad, a caprese salad in a mason jar. I think they're so cool.
Yeah, that's how Z used to do it down the street. In fact, just a couple doors down from us, they did a chopped salad.
Tom did them.
Tom,
right.
That's right. And then they would lower it on your plate and dump it out and then do the dressing. And it was one of the best chopped salads I ever had out of a jar.
That is so cool. Well, you know, I told the girls upstairs, I just ordered some jars on Amazon, and I told the girls in Midtown, I said, you know, maybe there's like a niche for this. Who knows? You know, it's kind of cool. And
that's an interesting thought, kind of experiment with it, because
you've
got all your romaine lettuce laid out under the
counter. Everything's there.
Which is great, because people can see they're taking it right from there.
Yeah, all fresh and all right there.
And healthy, too.
And healthy. Well, and health. That's the whole point of it. I was looking up healthy meals, and... I was like mesmerized by that Pinterest. I couldn't even believe it. It was like tons of stuff on there.
You just get sucked into so many of those social media sites, though.
You should see how many boards I have right now.
I have more than I even know that exist out there. So
it's crazy. Yeah, you do. You definitely do. Yes. And so does Red Arrow, too. But I was telling you that I'm beginning my seventh week, or I'm in my seventh week, and so when do I make my appointment to do all of my measurements?
During your eighth week, you know, after the first or second workout in the eighth week, we're going to do what's called a program update, and we're going to measure, you know, your strength all over again, what your heart rate is, your blood pressure, body composition, all the movements that you're making in the club as far as different joint angles and measuring and testing all that stuff and seeing where you are as far as what your body composition did and being able to design a whole new plan that's going to re-stimulate your body to make even more physiological changes over the next 8 weeks.
I am like so excited for that. I've never gotten to this point before, so I'm pretty excited. Now, I'm still going to be on machines, right? Because I love my machines.
You can be on your machines as long as you want, Carol. You may at some point decide that I want to delve into some more what we call three-dimensional movements. In other words, not being on a machine where you might do a standing bicep curl or an overhead dumbbell press or anything that deals with a free weight or, you know, even just a dumbbell lunge for that matter. which takes a little bit more core strength. And our job is to graduate you along. So once you get a good foundation of strength and understand how health really works, then we like to get you doing a little bit more complex movements over time so that your activities of daily life can actually improve through those movements.
Makes sense. I like it. Wow. It
almost sounds like I made that up, but it's true.
How has what you do changed over the years in terms of philosophies or approaches? Because what Carol seems to have going on right now is custom for her, and I know it is, but there probably was a time when it was just being on a machine or doing static, you know, exercises and things.
I know what it is.
As dynamic.
You know what it is? It's being educated. For me, it's totally being educated. It's listening to him each week. And not, I guess, you know, for the listeners out there that don't have this opportunity, although they do, they can tune into the Pulse 107.7 every Monday at 12:20 and listen to Rocco and get educated that way. But you also have a great website. And, you know, I spent a lot of time on it last week. And just, you really can educate yourself even just with that. But it's definitely that I'm educated and I know more. I mean, the different components and how important it is to have all of those components, not just one or two. You need to have all of them.
Did you log into the members section of the website?
I did.
Yeah. And I just like to let everybody out there know as well that if they go to integrityfit.com and click on the members tab, which is in the top right hand corner, they can become a member free and get all of those tips that you get.
It's so cool.
And also sign up for our newsletter so that we're constantly pumping out information to help people become more and more educated.
Great little tips that you send, you know, all the time. I love them.
Knowledge is power. And at the end of the day, the person with the greatest knowledge succeeds and it prospers the most.
And your education is ongoing. I would guess that you go to classes or CEUs or whatever they're called to be sure that you're on top of the game so you can share that with
always.
Your customers.
Always. I don't mean this in a disdaining way, but I think that you know, a lot of people sometimes would actually Carol thinks she's crunching over there. She's not. She's eating some healthy cucumbers and some hummus while we're doing the show, but that's okay, right, Carol? Getting back to what I was saying is that
not to sound disdaining, I think you said.
Yes. That our genetics haven't really changed over the last probably 1,000 years. But what's happened is a lot of people think that I'm old school, but the reality is the physiology of the human body hasn't changed. What's happened is that we're trying new and different ways to try to get people using gimmicks to get in and exercise. And I see people swinging the battle ropes, and I know you've seen these things where people swinging ropes and kettlebells and all these other toys that they're trying to entice people to exercise. But the reality is there's certain principles in exercise that have to be followed in order for people to actually get healthy. Like the overload principle states that you have to be challenged in the same actions only a little bit more each time, or what's called the SED principle. It's called specific adaptation to implied demand. That means if you curl 10 pounds the first week for 10 reps, then something has to change. It's more stimulating than the last week. It doesn't mean you go ahead and do a different exercise. It means you work the same movement until you actually become very good at that movement. And then, of course, there's the principle of diminishing returns, which means it can't be linear. At some point, you have to be re-evaluated like you're going to be after next week. Look at that level of fitness that she has attained at that point, and they create a whole new plan to re-stimulate her physiology to become as good as can be genetically.
I think she swallowed a cucumber so she can wrap up the segment now.
I did. I'm not chewing right now, but yes. Rocco, thank you so much. Healthy Monday, and let's end with your
quote.
And
thank you, everybody out there. And remember, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy, right, Mike?
You got it, brother.
And thank you, guys.
See you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. All right, you're listening to Food for Thought 107.7 FM, and up next is June is in the house, and it's going to be Meatless Mondays and seasonal tips and recipes, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.